Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency has provided additional flexibilities and further enhanced disaster recovery assistance provided by the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program known as ELAP, Livestock Indemnity Program known as LIP, and Livestock Forage Disaster Program. These Livestock Disaster Program policy enhancements include an extended tomorrow, June 2nd deadline to submit notices of loss and applications for payment for 2022 losses. The deadline extension and program flexibilities are available to eligible producers who incurred losses from a qualifying natural disaster event. To learn more, contact your local FSA County office or visit farmers.gov. In May, the U.S. Supreme Court voted 5-4 to uphold California's new humane pork law, known as Proposition 12. This specific case involves a challenge to a California law, which also relevant here, forbids the in-state sale of whole pork meat that comes from breeding pigs or their immediate offspring that are confined in a cruel manner. It rejects an industry challenge in a ruling strengthening the power of states to impose rules that have a broad economic impact on other parts of the country. The Supreme Court ruled that the case was properly dismissed by the lower courts. Pork producers had said that the law could force industry-wide changes and raise the cost of bacon and other pork products nationwide. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association will be hosting its 2023 Spring Roundups, Blazing a Trail, June 2nd, 6th, 12th, 13th, 15th, and 16th. The Spring Roundups serve as the organization's district meetings and will include socials, suppers, informational programs, a pie auction, NDSA nominating committee meeting, and local brand inspectors meetings. In each location, the brand inspectors meeting begins at 5 p.m., with the social at 5:30 p.m., the supper at 6:30 p.m., and the program and nominating committee meeting following. All times are local. The District 1 Spring Roundup will be held at the Kenner Semitol Ranch Sale Facility near Leeds on June 15th. The program will include NDSA Executive Vice President Julie Ellingson, who will discuss the recent legislative session, and Dr. Kiddo, who will discuss the Bings requirement in North Dakota, cattle identification, and the over-the-counter antibiotic rule. In addition, a long-range shooting challenge fundraiser will run from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Kenner Shooting Range located next to the sale facility, and a trade show will begin at 5 p.m. The District 2 Spring Roundup will be held at the Marion Community Hall on June 13th. The program will include NDSA President Jason Leeseth, who will discuss the NDSA's recent work, Ellingson, and North Dakota State University Associate Professor and Extension Beef Cattle Specialist Dr. Zach Carlson, who will speak on applied beef research. The District 3 Spring Roundup will be held at the Tappan City Hall on June 12th. The program will include Leeseth, Ellingson, Steel Veterinary Clinic owner Dr. Troy Dutton, who will discuss the over-the-counter antibiotic rule and how to get the most out of vaccinations, and David Wold, a financial advisor who will speak on succession planning. The District 4 Spring Roundup will be held at the Hepper Ranch near Fort Yates tomorrow, June 2nd. The program will include Leeseth, Ellingson, Jerry Wolf of Wolf Cattle, who will talk about the history and future of beef marketing, and NDSA member and local rancher Jonathan Morrell, who will speak on mental health. The District 5 Spring Roundup will be held at the High Plains Community Center in Killdeer on June 16th. The program will include Leeseth, Ellingson, and North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation President Jeff Schaefer, who will discuss the new cattle industry headquarters and the building campaign, among other foundation work. The District 6 Spring Roundup will be held at the Wildlife Club near Turtle Lake on Tuesday, June 6th. The program will include Leeseth Ellingson and Dr. Andrea Schlafman of North Country Veterinary Clinic and Dr. Kelly Schaefer of Schaefer Veterinary Clinic, who will speak on current trends and news from a veterinarian's perspectives. In addition, there will be a clay shooting activity beginning at 3 p.m. The Spring Roundups are free and open to all. For more information, call 701-223-2522 or visit our website at www.ndstockman.org. The NDSA is now accepting entries for the 2023 North Dakota Junior Beef Expo, a multi-breed junior field day to be held June 23rd and 24th at the North Dakota State Fairgrounds located in Minot. Celebrating 28 years, the Junior Beef Expo will feature breeding heifer, market steer and market heifer shows, showmanship contests, supreme champion selections, a silent auction, and networking opportunities. Youth will learn to compete, learn, and develop friendships with others who are interested in the beef industry. Entry forms, rules, and other information can be found at www.ndstockman.org or on the North Dakota Junior Beef Expo Facebook page. Information is also available by contacting NDSA Special Projects Director Jade Koski at 701-223-2522. Entries are due today, June 1st. NDSA member and District 5 Director Callie Thorne of Watford City hit the trails today for the 2023 Young Cattlemen's Conference. The conference begins in Denver, Colorado at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association headquarters and will conclude in Washington, D.C. on June 9th. YCC provides young leaders with a comprehensive understanding of all aspects of the industry, from production to the consumer. For 93 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a happy Thursday and a very happy June.